on Southeast AgNet. One of the citrus industry's many old adages is that a citrus freeze isn't a bad one unless it freezes your grove. Some are no doubt using that adage this year in the wake of long freezing temperatures in January. Following the freeze, the U.S. Department of Agriculture initially trimmed the Florida orange crop forecast by 6 million boxes to 129 million. Many expected additional cuts when the March forecast was released, but that forecast actually added back 2 million boxes, meaning the expected freeze loss was only 4 million boxes. It sounded like orange growers had escaped virtually unscathed, but, as usual, some were hit harder than others by the freeze, as this conversation with Frank Rogers, production manager for Farina Grove Care and Harvesting in Umatilla, proves. The crop forecast that came out in March, the most recent one, said there was only a few million boxes of oranges lost. I think many people thought there was more than that. You're in a cold area of the state. Did you see a good bit of loss up here of fruit?
Yes, we had quite a bit of loss. We've got some total blocks that we didn't even pick due to loss, and none of it was picked. So, yes, we had a great deal of loss. We had some amber sweet, which maybe not one of the better fruits, but we could have juiced it, but we lost it, froze it, and we lost 50% of those.
Knowing that, are you kind of surprised there were only a few million boxes taken off of the whole state then?
Yes. I'm more surprised that there wasn't more damage further south. I thought they had more fruit damage down there. Maybe that's where it has not been when they thought it was, but it indeed was here.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.